cliffcentral.com.
Good morning. Good morning.
Imagine you turned over and there was someone else in your bed that you didn't know.
Oh.
And and you couldn't see their face. And they kind of, all you saw was that they had one eye. And they went,
good morning.
Oh, my word. I can't.
That would be one hell of a way to wake up in a hurry, right?
Certainly.
You wonder how long they've been there.
Oh,
you wonder. You wonder what they've been doing all night.
They've just been staring at you
with their one eye.
Yeah, they've got two eyes. But the one is milky.
Why does that make me laugh so much? Oh, geez.
I woke up with one eye yesterday.
Oh shit! What happened?
Here we go.
Why have I always got a story for something?
Oh my God. You're a never ending resource for this show.
So I wake up in the morning.
Yes.
And it feels like I'm thinking, is part of my face like swollen that it's covering my one eye?
Uh-oh.
Because I've got reduced vision in my left eye.
Yes.
And it's almost as if something's blocking it and I can't understand. So I go over to the mirror, but I'm quite scared to look.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
And kind of expecting my eyelid to be swollen or something like that. And I look in the mirror, can't see anything wrong until I look at my eyeball.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
Oh.
Everything to the left of the iris.
Oh.
On the left eye. So the outside corner.
I don't know if I can already take this.
Has turned to jelly.
What?
Okay.
What does that mean?
It's become malleable.
What are you talking about?
Your eye itself has gone soft?
Yes.
Oh.
The eyeball.
So as I look left and right, a bulge is forming.
You know, I thought Damon was the grossest thing I'd hear this week with his cyst, but now I'm starting to wonder.
A malleable eyeball.
A bulge is like forming, and that is what is blocking my actual vision.
Jesus.
So I immediately run to my laptop.
Oh, my God.
And I Google.
WebMD, you should be going to the hospital.
And yes. I Google,
yes.
Why is my eye like jelly?
Oh, my God.
And what comes up first? Eye cancer.
So now there you are. You probably are writing your own obituary at this point.
I just thought, you know, don't open that link. Go to the next one, which says eight causes for your eye turning to jelly. I then remember that during the night, one of my cats who sleeps on my chest was having a coughing fit.
Oh.
Remember the homeless guy who spat in my eye?
Oh, God. Now it's your
it's
own
It's not
cat.
Just a limerick. It's what happened to you.
Yes. It's now my cat who has coughed, and I'm having an allergic reaction. So I ignored it for a while, and it went completely back to normal. But, yes, I started off my day with one eye.
You're a disaster.
And wasn't sore?
No, just like slightly irritated, but almost liquefied with a film over the top.
So I don't know why.
So someone described it online saying it's like a blister, a liquid filled blister.
Jesus.
Dare I ask?
How are you guys doing?
Did you take a photo of this?
You know
no,
what?
No photos.
I don't even want to say that there's anything wrong in my life. When I hear a story like that, I'm like, you know what? You're the luckiest son of a bitch there ever was. Listen to Leanne's horrible life.
Yeah. For the split second where you thought you've got eye cancer, were there maybe five things you were like, oh, I wish I'd seen these things?
No, you know why, Mbulelo? Because
I love that.
I've become so used to thinking that I have cancer of something that I didn't even go there.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm already past that stage. I'm already like, who am I going to leave my house to?
Oh, my God. Jesus. Oh, my God, Leanne.
What the hell?
It's unbelievable.
When my cousin had a baby, I was like, yay, someone is going to take care of the estate.
It's incredible.
Oh,
you've given a new level of depth.
It's unbelievable.
To the end of the world.
Who's going to get my house?
It's incredible. My nihilism beyond.
Like turn.
Well, let's be honest. The bank's going to get my house. But one can dream. Pretend they have an estate of things.
Leanne, I am both sad and hugely relieved that I did not know you in 2012, because I think you probably went through that whole year going, yep, it is. The world is ending. This is it. We're all dying. Here we go.
Well, just because of the Mayan calendar. She had plenty of personal reasons to think those things.
Yeah, my life generally overtakes calendars.
It's just unbelievable what goes on in your life. Unbelievable.
Yeah, guys, it's rough. It's rough out here. Mm.
Really cat spits in the eye, huh?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I hope you've learned a lesson about these cats. They've got to sleep somewhere else.
What? No, I took her to the vet so that she could get an injection.
But your eyes back to normal.
Yeah, it was back to normal within 10 minutes. It was an Armageddon for just a few minutes.
Jesus. I mean, your eye turned to jelly. Has it never
happened to you?
No, of course not. Never happened.
Oh, so weird. Jesus, you guys are so weird.
Oh, we are the weird ones.
We're weird because those things haven't happened to us. What's wrong with you?
You guys are fascinating.
Oh, I actually feel nauseous.
I just lowered my chair by mistake.
So what happened?
I was like that guy on SABC. His chair broke.
Oh, right.
Yes. Speaking of TV.
Yes.
How goes it there?
Well, it's going well. Sia's doing a terrific job as a producer. He's enjoying that thoroughly. He tells everybody now he's a TV producer.
Wait a minute. It's true. Wait a minute.
No, it is true, right?
Yeah, he sent me a text saying, "Hi, Mbulelo, TV producer extraordinaire Sia here." Yeah, right. It's like, Sia, I've got your number.
Yeah, he
It's wild scenes out here.
I'm not even going to fight any of this nonsense.
It's going well.
Because people who really know me know that my assistant is the one who says that.
So producer Sia, how far in advance do you plan shows?
We have the confirmed guest for next week, and then we have an idea of the 7th. Oh, actually, and then we have a safety show as well. That's a new concept that I've never had to think about. Gareth, can I bring up this unlikely topic?
Go on.
So firstly, the idea of a safety show. In television, we were warned to create a safety show, which means to have an episode recorded should anything happen to Gareth. If 1 week he is sick,
if he gets a jelly eye.
For example, you know, technically there's a problem. The whole studio burns down or something. You have to have something to play, right?
Yeah.
Right. What do we do here if something were to happen to you?
We don't have a safety show. Please, can you imagine us recording a fake show? I don't think I wouldn't wake up on time for that bullshit.
One of us will always survive something.
Yeah, someone will be there.
I don't think it will be you, Leanne.
I meant one of you, sorry.
No, come on. No, you
it
know.
It freaked me out when I first heard that we need to record safety shows, but I thought, no, let me not bring it up now.
It freaks you out because what? You're preparing for something that might happen that's unpleasant.
Yes.
No, well.
But that's like.
That's the whole point of insurance. So do you always get the. Yeah. Do you get the heebie-jeebies every time you sign an insurance policy?
But it's like when I first started journalism at the SABC and I was a reporter, And we had to put together these archives and these files of people's lives in case they died. Mm. So we already had like a whole...
Obituaries, yeah.
Yeah, a bank, we called it, of their lives that we could play out at any moment.
I don't like this conversation. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Well, you've got to be prepared. That's the Boy Scout motto.
Gareth, I'm taking my equipment and I'll be at your hospital bed.
Semper paratus.
Something. What does that mean?
Always prepared.
Semper paratus.
Yeah, that was our brownie motto, be prepared.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Brownie. What are brownies? They sell cookies or something. What is it again?
No, man, that's in America.
Brownies are the female version of Boy Scouts, right?
Are they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And are they called brownies because the uniform's brown?
It's not sexist at all. Like, our badges were house cleaning and stuff.
Yes, we should bring back brownies. That's what's wrong with society.
I wonder if it still exists. It must.
Home
and
economics.
How it's changed.
Girls used to do at school while boys were doing woodwork. Girls would do home economics.
Wow.
And let me tell you now, I think woodwork would have served me better now than home ec.
You would have preferred woodwork?
Oh, God. Now I have another story.
What is split that got into your eye? And then...
No, home economics. So we had to make...
She's going again.
So we had to make recipes. We had to make like a brunch or a breakfast type recipe for if you had a morning guest at the home.
Ooh, I love that. You have a morning guest at your home. What are you going to cook for them?
So I decided to prepare, and in fact, it was my mom's idea, a platter of fruit with an alcoholic cream topping.
A fruit platter.
So the cream was a whipped cream, but it had whiskey in it.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And when I gave the recipe to... the woman who was teaching us, what's it called? The teacher.
The woman.
Well, yes.
She said, but you, because we had to bring the ingredients from home.
Yeah.
Because I went to such a posh school, you know, that they could afford the ingredients. I had to bring the ingredients from home. And when she saw whiskey, she said, well, that's going to be a problem.
Oh.
But this was the basis of a whole dish.
Without the whiskey, it would have just been... Basically,
fruit and cream.
Fruit, yeah. How boring.
So I fought for this. I think my mom even wrote a letter.
Yeah.
And I was allowed to bring in a thimble of whiskey.
Wow. Ooh, serious win for Leanne, huh?
Yeah. So I was like the envy of everyone in the class because I had alcohol in my recipe.
Good for you.
When did this whole home economics woodwork thing fizzle out?
I don't know.
Doesn't it still exist?
There might still be places that do it.
There was woodwork, metalwork, and home economics.
Yeah, because I know my sisters who grew up in the 80s did it as well. Clearly it was just before
me. Your sisters
me.
Who grew up in the 80s. This is how disparaging he is.
I'm not being disparaging. I'm
yes,
just...
you are.
These are facts. They grew up in the 80s.
Gareth, you can't give offense. You can only take offense.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely right. Oh, fuck. Unreal.
Yeah, this is purely technical schools. I don't know if you know that, Sia.
Mm-hmm.
Where they do artisan-like teaching.
When I think of some of the people I matriculated with, I think I was at a technical school.
Oh,
what are you suggesting?
Well, let's just say that some of them really spent most of matric flicking their snot at the teacher. Making rude bodily noises at the back of the class. These were not people who were, let me put it this way, they were not...
Find a nice way.
Driven academically.
Yeah, but things turn around and some of those went on to found companies.
Sure,
and,
of course. None of them, but in my case, but yes, sometimes.
Yeah. I was about to say, we'd like to think the best of them in certain situations.
Others got squashed by cars while they were pushing them in the dark. Sorry, that was another personal story.
Jesus.
Leanne.
You've got to slow down.
What the heck?
We can't keep up with these many lives in one that you've got. All right, well, it is Friday. There's a weekend ahead of us. Does anybody care about that?
It's becoming a thing. Like, I think I'm being invited to tiny bries and gatherings and things like that on weekends. So it's starting to differentiate itself from the rest of the week.
Well, Pinky was saying yesterday she was invited to a weekend party this weekend, and she's not going to go because she was a bit nervous. And anyway, I mean, look, you've got to make your own choices, right? And you've got to be responsible for those choices, and sometimes they're terrible, and you're going to hate it. But I feel like at this point, all of us are we're just so keen to get going and to actually meet other people and to see other human beings live.
Mm-hmm.
Besides your family, who you may not have seen. And for many of us, it's like, I'll take the risk. Honestly. You know? Worth it.
Yeah, because I think I've exhausted anything that I can do alone, inside or outside. Like, I've done it all now.
And you're bored.
Yeah, I even went walking alone, and it was a bit of a hike.
Oh,
and
my God. Walking alone.
You did that once before and you got lost in the botanical gardens.
Yes, well, this time I left a trail of sweets like Hansel and Gretel.
tie a bit of red wool to your front door.
Yes. Look, it got so bad yesterday. I'm not going to name and shame who this person is. And no, I just will not, because we all know this person. That deep down in my pit, sort of find annoying. But I thought, I wonder what they're doing. And I thought, whoa, this is a new low.
Who's this?
No, if I'm starting to miss people I find annoying, this is a definite new social interaction.
Okay, I got you. So in other words, yeah. You've been in isolation too long. I shouldn't be missing that person, in other words.
Yeah, I would trade off being alone just to even see them at this point.
That's quite something.
I know. Sad now.
For Sia to say that about somebody, you must know. All right, listen. Leanna's got some important public service for us. She's going to tell us about this dude who reverse engineered TikTok and has revealed what scary things he learned. And he's going to advise us to stay away from it. But you're going to have to hang on for that. And Leanne, I don't know what's going on there. Is a microphone rubbing on your top or something? There we go. That's a bit better.
Because it was consumed.
Oh, right. Mbulelo muted you because you were so noisy. He just decided he couldn't handle it anymore. Just turned you off. You can turn yourself back on, but please.
I turned myself on.
But please behave.
Is that better?
That's much better.
I'm sitting very, very still.
Yes, it's better. Well done.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to that story after our headlines.
More on that story later. But before we get to that story, we've got to get to the five things you need to know this morning. And yesterday and the day before, we were so late that I decided this morning we would start early. Give us a bit of time. All right, so 900 or more Cape Town refugees are to be repatriated if they refuse to reintegrate into society. Doesn't that make sense?
What is reintegrate?
Well, let me tell you. So the Home Affairs Department said on Thursday over 900 refugees who had previously camped at the Central Methodist Church in Cape Town would be repatriated to their home countries if they refused to return to South African neighborhoods by the end of next month. In other words, you can't live in a church forever. Sorry.
Right.
It's not, unless you're Quasimodo.
Yeah, it's God's house. He doesn't want guests.
Well, not all the time, and not pooing and weeing all the time. I mean,
How can he speak on God's behalf, Mbulelo?
So
I have a house.
Since the lockdown, they haven't been in God's house. They've actually been at the Wingfield Military Base in Paint City. But before then, they were camping out in the Methodist Church. So they've been moved around. These people keep being moved around. They are homeless people. Some of them are refugees. They've had to relocate themselves after fearing xenophobic violence in the neighborhoods that they used to live in. So, listen, I don't know whose problem this is, but I do know that it's not the rest of South Africa's. Like, I'm sympathetic to refugees. I think that refugees need to be taken seriously. We have horrible people in the world who treat people who are other, people from different places, very badly. I don't know what the solution is here, but I don't think that these people can be housed in Paint City and at the Wingfield military base forever. You know, this is like a guest who just stays and stays and stays. So let's try and put it in terms that people who are not refugees will understand. Imagine Sia moves in with me because he's fleeing some kind of violence at home. And I say to him, look, Sia, you can stay here for a week or two, but then you've got to get back on your own feet and find a way to make a living. And you can't stay in my house forever. 3 weeks go by. Four weeks go by. Five, six, seven, eight. Eventually, I'm going to come into Sia's room with a gun and say, you have to go. You have to go now.
Wow.
Right?
I guess.
Never overstay your welcome at Gareth's house.
Well, you've got the gun, so you're definitely right, Gareth.
Exactly. And if I didn't have the gun, he'd probably keep on pushing his luck. These guys can't stay forever, is what I'm saying. I don't think that's unreasonable. They need to find a place that they can actually accommodate themselves. And if they can't, then how is that our fault or our problem? And I'm sympathetic to the victims of xenophobic violence. I really am. But we can't keep this going forever. I don't think that's reasonable. ENCA reporting, this is quite horrible. Hundreds of Nyanga residents said they're forced to occupy an unfinished housing development. More than 400 of these people have decided to do this, and some of them are elderly and disabled. They say criminals are taking advantage of delays in the state subsidy housing project. So again, these are people who don't really have a lot of options, okay? And I'm sympathetic to that. I want to make that clear. But Jesus, you're adult human beings. I mean, if you're a disabled or elderly person, you should get priority. What's happened? Criminals are taking these places. This is what happens when you have no rule of law. These houses are, first of all, the taxpayers of South Africa have paid for these houses. Let's be clear. These houses were not put up by angels from heaven, right? So we've all paid for these houses, and I think they should be used for elderly and disabled people first. Who agrees?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then after that, if there are any left, we can talk to the rest of the community that don't have houses. But my God, the rest of them, if you're an able-bodied adult, go and get a job. Make a job. Cut thatch into bundles and sell it on the side of the road. Offer to wash a person's car. We all are in this predicament. No one has come out of COVID completely unharmed, right? No one. Why are there some people in society who are just in no way able? And I'm not talking about people who are mentally, physically disabled. I understand that. Adult, able-bodied people who have two hands and can understand an instruction. How are these people unable to even fend for their own selves and their children? This drives me crazy. What is your life going to be like if you are constantly expecting the goodwill of others to bail you out? Whether you're a refugee or whether you're someone who's stealing a house from an old person or a disabled person, how can we keep going like this? There are 17 million people on welfare in South Africa. That's more than the number of people who are employed.
You know what's sickening is the leadership of this country. Is the guillotines are coming, because with our South African history, and I hear you, people, we do need to stand up, and the taxpayers can't carry everyone forever.
No.
But when we see trillions were stolen, that could and rightfully should look after a large majority of this country that didn't have the opportunities to make themselves employable.
Or at least help them get back on their feet, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the government's not there to look after you forever, like you're its ward, like you're its child.
And it shouldn't be.
Right.
But the guillotines now really need to be sharpened, because we're starting to see the results of this madness.
Oh, it drives me up the wall. It's just so, it's unfathomable to me that these people who are living like this, these people who are just waiting for someone to help them, to bail them out, that they have nothing to look forward to in their lives. They're going to keep existing on planet Earth with no hope of anything ever getting better. Doesn't that drive you crazy? It drives me mad.
Yeah.
It's the saddest thing ever. Oh, I can't do any. I don't know what to say about this stuff. It makes me crazy. You're making me crazy. All right. There's a guy called Albert Fritz. He's the community safety MEC for the Western Cape. He welcomed the police's decision to institute disciplinary action against an officer who was allegedly turned away. An officer who turned away a suspected rape victim in Khayelitsha. That's obviously appalling. So good for Albert Fritz. You see, when we talk about police reform and we talk about how to make the police in South Africa or in America better, we have to have practical ways of doing that, because protesting and complaining about them is all good and well. And saying things like defund the police in the US, all good and well. But what are you actually doing to make people's lives safer? And defunding the police is guaranteed to do one thing, and that is to make people's lives less safer. Less safe, sorry. My God, the English, she's terrible this morning.
Did you go to a technical school?
Yes, how did you know? But don't you think we need practical things here to solve these problems? And sometimes that means, boring as it may be for people who think that everything in the system is geared against them, it means that you have to deal with cases on a one-by-one basis. In this case, this police officer is going to be put through some disciplinary actions for turning away a suspected rape victim, and rightly so. So well done to Albert Fritz in the Western Cape. This is perfect. How we make the world better for women who've experienced rape. This is how we make the world better for the rest of us. We make it safer. We don't do that by spray painting on a wall or by starting a community called Chaz. This is what we actually do. And then an armed group has abducted 10 aid workers in southwestern Niger. That place is just terrible.
Yeah.
Oh my God, if you sent me to southwestern Niger, I'd kill myself on the way there. I'd be like, this is just not, there's nothing here for me.
How far would you get? Sort of once you get to Uganda around there?
Well, am I going by land?
Of course.
Well, then I'm going to try and escape. But if I can't escape, because think about it, escaping also could lead to death, right? But I'd rather do that. I'd rather be killed trying to flee than just take myself out while I'm in your custody.
Fair enough. A friend of mine from Kenya last night sent me hippos running in his backyard. So don't get off in Kenya. Oh, yeah, that's real.
But again, I'd take my chances, you know.
Against the hippos.
Yeah. I would rather take my chances against wild animals than I would have to end up in the Niger.
Fair argument. Some might say some of our politicians belong in the wild.
Yeah, they all of them do.
Yeah, fair enough.
All of them do. All right, so this is what's going on in southwestern Niger. This is why it's a clusterfuck there. Unidentified gunmen have abducted 10 humanitarian aid workers. And, you know, humanitarian aid workers are not the kind of people who carry their own guns. They're not the kind of people who've learned jiu-jitsu. These are usually kindly Swedish teenagers who've just graduated high school. I want to go to Africa to help people. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Or some fucking chick from Minnesota who's like, I've really dreamed all my life of helping those African children.
Africa?
They get on a plane and their parents are like, please be careful. And they get here and some fucking bunch of gunmen, unidentified gunmen, just grab them and take them into the forest. Can you imagine?
My God.
Yeah. I mean, a part of me is like, well, no good deed goes unpunished.
But it's kind of like when tourists go into lion enclosures or parks.
Yeah, sort of, you know, bad things will happen and you'll deserve them. But these are probably kind-hearted people who mean well. You know, I hate Trump, so I'm going to go to Africa and help people. Anyway, so a German aid, you see, this is what I'm talking about. German aid worker and an Italian priest were abducted there in 2018. Gunmen in the area have previously stolen vehicles, and now they're stealing people. They are linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIL, and they're increasing mounted attacks across the Sahel, which is the region just south of the Sahara.
Oh, imagine living in the Sahel.
Yes. Apparently, the violence has hit Mali and Burkina Faso the hardest, rendering large swathes of those countries ungovernable, but has also spilled into Niger, which shares long and porous borders with the two neighbors. Oh, what a horrible place to end up. Sweet Jesus, may I never end up in Niger. May I never do anything to piss you off, Lord, that you should send me to Niger. Oh.
What an... Oh. Just being kidnapped.
Oh.
Such an inconvenience.
What a shithole. You know, Trump got into trouble for calling places like that shithole countries. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
He was right. They're shithole countries. What a toilet place Niger is. Mm-hmm. May I never end up there for all the evil that I've ever done in this and previous lives, Lord. Do not send me to Niger. I will behave. I'll do all the things that you want me to do on earth.
So it's not where you're going on holiday.
Not a no, please. If you could give me the biggest house in Niger and $500 million, but I still wouldn't live there. I mean it. I wouldn't want to live there. $500 million is not going to stop these gunmen. In fact, it'll probably be a motivation for them to find you.
That's true.
The birthplace of Che Guevara has been put up in sale in the Argentine city of Rosario. But they're not putting it on sale because it's Che Guevara's birthplace, because nobody cares about that. And none of the people who support Che Guevara can afford it. Current owner, Francisco Ferrugia, said he bought the 240-square-meter apartment in 2002. He said he wanted to turn it into a cultural center, but the plan never materialized.
Oh.
Over the years, the building has attracted a number of illustrious visitors. Fidel Castro and his children, Uruguay's ex-president Mujica, but perhaps the most famous visitor, I guarantee you've never heard of this person. Alberto Granados. Have you ever heard of him?
Oh, Granados. Is someone I can Google now.
Okay, so he traveled with Che Guevara when he was a young doctor by motorcycle through South America in the 1950s. If that's the most famous person to visit your apartment, you're not going to get a great selling price. I hate to break it to you. You see, all these people who wear Che Guevara on their shirts, I don't think they even know who he is. It just looks cool.
Some hippie brownie points.
Yeah, Che Guevara was not a good example of how a human being should spend their life. And if you want to argue with me, I'm happy to take you on. In fact, we should do an episode of Blind History on what a wastrel this human being was. Anyway, if you want his apartment, then you can probably get it for a couple of bucks. But I don't know what you just have to live there because no one's going to come and visit it.
There's a
whole line of Che Guevara fans waiting to go and visit his birthplace. You know, all those,
I'm still saving
all those people
up for
with
Neverland.
The t-shirt. Yeah, Neverland is probably better. All right, so those are the headlines. Oh, hang on, I need to stretch after those headlines.
Oh. But my question then becomes, what's more deplorable? Yeah. The Che Guevara tattoo on my wrist, mm-hmm. I'm sure you've seen those, or the lizard tattoo on the ankle?
Are you going after white girls again?
No.
Because who was it? Ben brought this up, or was it Gord?
Hold on. I choose my words very deliberately.
No, you
please
said,
don't paraphrase
I
me.
Know what you're talking about.
This I is said what I said.
Gareth, he'll then reenact some mystery character, but sure, just the tone of his voice and the accent will just go to
we
some.
We all have our prejudices, Mbulelo. Sia doesn't like strippers. You don't like those spoilt white girls. Frankly, who does? Mm. And I don't like fat people.
I do. I lunch with them all the time.
What, those stupid white girls? Oh, God.
My God.
Yes, yeah, but only because they keep telling you how fabulous you are.
All right, right, right.
Aren't we going to talk to Joe today?
I have a friend.
Yes,
we're talking. Okay, so I mentioned this yesterday and we didn't get to it, but Joe Emilio, the comedian, will join us later. Sorry, Mbulelo, I'll come to you in a second. I just want to tell everybody about this. So he was talking about what's been going on during lockdown, and someone has doxxed him, basically, because they think that he is not allowed to have the views that he has. You know, someone who's totally unfunny is telling comedians what they should be doing their material on. And we'll find out from Joe what this is about. I think it's going to piss you off like it did me. And we'll find out what he wants to do about it, because he's not going to let this go. We're all sick of these social justice warriors shutting us down left, right, and center. So let this be the start of a counter-revolution. And by the way, while we're talking about counter-revolutions, you can stay connected during the lockdown with iConnect for just 199 Rand per user per month with no contract or setup fee. With this deal, you get a remote voice extension, a soft phone or desktop app, and a free iConnect inbound number. Now, that's perfect, because who needs a home line anymore, right?
Absolutely.
Do you have a home phone line?
No. It's not 1800.
Right. You'll also be able to port an existing number for free, and you can get the extension-to-extension call sorted out too. Contact iConnect SA on 010-271-3995. That's 010-271-3995. You can email them at remote@iconnectsa.co.za or check out iconnectsa.co.za today. Very
good. What's that email address?
That is remote@iconnectsa.co.za.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. So, Leanne, you were going to tell us about this TikTok dude, or rather, this dude who's reverse engineered TikTok, and he's discovered all kinds of disturbing things. Yeah, we're going to need to unmute you. Baby steps.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and testing, 1, 2, 3. We can hear you loud and clear.
Are there an echo or no, it okay?
It sounds great.
The 2020 proverb, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you see my screen?
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like that mom who just wants to catch up. Oh, can you hear me now?
How does that mom sound?
Let me just tell you. I'm going to tell you. I have been on a couple of meetings with a person who will remain unnamed at the moment.
I know exactly.
I know you know who it is. Every time her screen freezes, or every time she doesn't hear perfect audio. Now, let me be clear. If you're on the phone with this person, they don't go, "Are you still there?" every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They accept that you're on the phone with them. But if the video freezes for like a second, they tell me, "Are you still there?" "Oh no, my screen is frozen." It means it is impossible to have a conversation. Because every 5 minutes, "Oh no, my screen's frozen." "What? I was busy. I was in the middle of telling you something."
I really would like to defend him, but I can't.
Gareth.
Oh dear.
Jesus, drives me. And then it happens, and I've lost my shit once or twice before. But it doesn't seem to stop this person. They need to let me know every time their connection is faulty, or every time it freezes, or the audio isn't 100% clear. So it means that you cannot. I mean, we could never practically do this show if this person was on the show. Because every 2 minutes, we go, oh no, my screen's frozen. And we'd all be going, "What are you talking about?" Just wait two, and then 2 seconds, lo and behold, "Oh, it's back now."
Like a run. I'm
getting a running commentary on the technical aspects of every Zoom call.
Second by second.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's every platform. It's every platform.
Yeah, let's talk about TikTok.
So a guy has managed to reverse engineer TikTok. Don't you dare ask me how. Wow. I don't know.
What a guy.
He reverse engineered it.
Yeah.
And he's now shared what he's learned about this social networking service. By the way, are we using it? Like, I mean, the collective us?
I don't use TikTok. I don't have an account. No.
I watch stuff on it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there is some funny stuff.
Sorry, just to technicalities. What does it really mean to reverse engineer something?
Don't ask me.
It means you figure it out from the product going backwards. So you take TikTok and you figure out how the back end of it works. You actually try to rebuild it knowing what you want to end up with. You start at the back.
So this guy has basically strongly recommended that people never use the app again.
Right.
Warning about its intrusive user tracking and other issues.
And it's run by?
China. Yes, it is. But considering that TikTok's like the fourth most popular free iPhone app download, this is something quite scary.
Yeah, good luck, you bastards. You're all going to end up on some database and they're coming to get you.
So he says TikTok is a data collection service, which you know doesn't scare me. I'm like, take my data, whatever.
You don't care about that stuff.
That is thinly veiled as a social network. Mm. If there is an API to get information on you, your contacts, or your device, well, they're using it. Apparently, they're using your CPU type, number of cores, your hardware IDs, screen dimensions, memory usage, disk space. But again,
you don't care about this.
Are you scared of that?
I don't want anyone in my business, if you don't mind. So I do have a problem with it. And I've got nothing to hide. It's just that I don't like people snooping around. And that's what it feels like is going on here. People I don't know, people I didn't invite snooping around in my neighborhood. I don't like it. If you peer over the wall, I'm going to swing an axe at your head. You know?
Ooh, that reminds me. On my street group,
you do not have WhatsApp. A story about an axe, do you?
What happened?
No, but about snooping.
Oh,
yesterday, we received someone in my street sent a video of a drone that's been hovering over his house and the neighbors' houses. So, yeah, there's this drone in my street, and every time you start videoing it with your cell phone, it flies away quickly.
Oh, Lord. That's the killer.
It's definitely they're watching you.
Oh, that's the killer.
So, I mean, what are they going to see? Me in my garden having a cigarette? Oh,
you should whip out a tit every now and then and make it exciting for them.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, do it. I mean, what do you got to lose?
No, they will see where the entryways into your property are. Then they'll see how many doors you have to your house.
Please, if they stood on their tippy toes, they could see over the wall.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like this idea of people snooping. And if it's electronically and through an app like TikTok or whether it's actually flying a drone over your house.
Well, they're going to find out like when your birthday is.
Yeah, TikTok. But not on. I don't want them to know. I don't want some guy sitting in a massive call center in China phoning me on the 26th of August going, oh, happy birthday. We got special offer.
Okay, so here's the really creepy part, though. There's apparently a ton of creepy old men who have direct access to children on the app.
You see what
there
I mean?
This guy reports that he has personally seen 40 to 50-year-old men. That old?
Sorry, Leah. Don't let that hit you too hard.
They get these sort of young girls to do duets with them with sexually suggestive songs. And then these videos are posted publicly.
This is the point, right? Is we all think, oh, well, what are they going to do with my info? But you don't think about kids and you don't think about these creepy old men, these pedophiles, basically. That's the problem.
Creepy old men, 40 to 50.
But that is a creepy – if you're talking to children at that age and they're not your children, you know, you're talking to strangers' kids, there's something wrong there.
Look, TikTok already left a bitter taste in my mouth a couple of months ago when it was either through a leak or they had to – no, I think, yeah, someone did do an investigation on them and it came out and they had to own up to this. There is almost like an explore page. I think when you first open it and you see different accounts and whatnot, they had to fess up to the fact that they configure that and put teenage girls – sexy dancing.
It's all about the looks on TikTok.
Yeah, to almost get to entice more people to use the app. And I thought, if I know it's all about know thy audience, but no, if you are now deliberately only putting these young girls who are doing these sexy moves? What are you exactly saying?
It's sick. It's sick. It's twisted and disgusting, and these people are revolting.
Oh, and then they also admitted in the same comments that they don't put people who are like in wheelchairs and other disabled people on that page as well.
Yeah, well, who wants to see them?
I want that one.
Yeah, I want that one.
Andy.
You see that? What's it called? Little Britain has had to apologize.
Sia's having an apoplexy.
Little Britain have had to apologize for their use of, I don't know, it was Bubbles De Vere's friend.
Yes, I saw that.
In the black bodysuit.
Desiree. Because that's some kind of blackface. You remember when I put up that picture of you and Mabali?
Yes.
And I used Desiree and Bubbles.
With you in the middle, right, like a creepy old man.
I was that little man in the middle. That horrible little man. That's right.
Oh, the man in the middle.
The man in the middle. All right.
It was Michael Jackson's death anniversary yesterday.
Was it?
And he probably used TikTok of his time.
Oh, for sure. Except his TikTok was like a bunch of people he actually employed to scout the front row of his concerts.
Bring me anyone under the age of 12. No, stop it, man.
Macaulay, come here. Why didn't we notice when he built Neverland Ranch? Like, what did people think was happening? Like, he's going to bring, hey, Joe, thanks for beating me my whole life.
People are so naive, especially around talent and around wealth. They'll allow talented and wealthy people. Oh, he's just eccentric.
Yeah.
Try that in Fontainebleau, Johannesburg. Try it. You know what'll happen?
Yo, master, get out of here.
Just try it in Fontainebleau, Johannesburg. Your neighbors will come and they will burn down your house.
I thought it was pronounced Fontainebleau. That's how I've always read it.
Anyway, I mean, if your neighbor suddenly starts putting up a children's playground and you know they don't have a child, you're going to call the police.
Then try to explain it. No, I just didn't have a childhood.
Yeah, sure.
I worked on my childhood. I was working for Joe. It was hard. It was tough to be me.
And kids are so special. They're so special. I want to sleep with them in the same bed.
Yeah, right. To keep them safe.
We'll just have sleepovers.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, you say it now and it sounds like this person instantly needed to be put in jail.
But it happened so gradually that we didn't really pick up on this. I don't know. Oh,
but yet, Macaulay Culkin was one of the kids who we knew slept over.
Yeah, but like, if you've seen what Macaulay Culkin's parents were like, you can understand.
Yeah.
Like, they would just get this little shit out of my house.
Oh, shame.
Well, I can't believe how he's kind of leveled out.
He's turned out okay, somehow.
Leveled out?
He, I don't know. The last time I saw, he was looking like a bit of an acid addict.
No, he's gone big business and he's huge in the digital space.
No, he's turned into quite a smart human being.
That's amazing.
From the outside, I don't know what he's like.
No, the last interview I saw of him, he might have
major demons.
Blue fingernail painted, and he was talking about how he finds it insulting that people dare ask him to recreate the Home Alone shocked face.
You know what? Bulelo thinks that is normal.
Oh. he needs help.
Oh, my God. All right. that helps us. So basically, don't get on TikTok.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's the point.
Disappointing, because there's a lot of fun stuff on there. It's getting better. That's what I'm experiencing.
Look, I'm sure that there are very, very talented people doing really interesting stuff on there. I'm sure there are.
Right? They are, yeah.
It's just, I'll find them on other social media. Other people will find them and they'll copy their videos across. That's all I know about TikTok, is the stuff that people have reposted on.
Oh, it's a lot of copying. Yeah. And yeah.
Well,
so just out of interest, are we happier as long as we watch ourselves rather than they watch us? Because, come on, What is Zuckerberg doing? Is he just letting us chat to friends?
No, of course not. We're well aware of the fact that we're giving up that information. But this TikTok sounds like it's rather less clear.
More insidious.
Yeah.
Espionage-y.
It might not be. It might be less dangerous than Facebook, for all we know.
Fair enough.
But it's certainly something to be concerned about, especially if you're a parent.
Absolutely.
God, I'm so glad I'm not a parent of a kid now with social media. Social media is going to mentally destroy so many kids. Destroy them. I'm telling you now, there are kids that are growing up who will not know whether to turn left or right at an intersection.
My dad only last night said to me, I've just realized that I can see when someone looks at my LinkedIn profile. And that disturbed him.
Yeah.
A guy clicked. In his 60s, he's like, that is weird.
Right.
He said, I'll meet someone somewhere or in a business meeting or whatever. And the next thing I get an alert that they've looked me up after we've met.
Oh, you see?
And that just freaks out his 60-something-year-old mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah, when you put it like that, though, it is a little freaky.
It is freaky. It's very... I think you're freaky, and I like it a lot.
The Antwoord. Yes.
I think we should play
it's that. It's a boy. Right,
and then you, Alvin.
Yes.
All right, let's play. I think banging. You're freaky, and really? I like you a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, because they went pop for so long.
Oh, really? And I think
that... Oh, it was terrible.
They've moved overseas, haven't they?
Yeah, they signed with Interscope because their first album was obviously Untouchable. Then they went pop, but they've gone back to that Zeph sound again, and it's outstanding.
Oh, nice.
I went through an embarrassing De Antwoord phase in high school.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
It was like circa 2010, 2011, 2012. They had the song...
Yes,
I love shouldn't be my samurai because I'm a ninja. I'm a ninja.
That's great. That is so good.
It was bad.
I love it. That's superb. I'm a ninja. Oh my!
I love that song.
All right.
You know who they remind me of? Random scene. I think in the movie Dude, Where's My Car with Ashton Kutcher.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's that cult, Zoltan!
All right.
The advert just reminds me of that.
All right. It's time now for us to get ready for the second hour of the show. Joe Emilio, the comedian, will join us. We will take your calls and your messages and your thoughts, which I have admittedly neglected over the last while. So we'll get to those plenty of messages this morning. Your people are busy. And it's Friday, so that's a good reason to smile and feel good about yourself. And
nice.
Yeah, have a happy time. All right? Very nice. I think you're freaky, and I like you
like
a lot.
Like it a lot. I think you're freaky, and I like you a lot.
I think you're freaky, and I like you a lot. CliffCentral.com